Tonight, Shir Simin Samach Gimel, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel, Simin Samach Gimel, Leshev, Bishas Kriyashma, Velo Yishan. One should be sitting when he says Kriyashma. He should not be sleeping. Sif Aleph. Kare Osa Mahalech, O Omeid, O Shochev, O Rechev Agai Behema, O Yoshev. A person can recite Kriyashma while walking, while standing still, while laying down, riding on an animal, sitting, avalo paraktan. But he should not recite Kriyashma when he's paraktan. What's paraktan? Dehainu. Shepanav tuchas bekarka, he's laying face down on the ground, or mushach al gabo palmalo, or laying flat on his back, facing up. Avalo kore vushoich al tzido. If he's laying, he should be laying on his side, not on his back, not on his stomach. The Ramah adds, "Me'achas shekvar shoych avik ketircha." We're talking about someone who's already laying down. If him it's a tircha la'amot to get back up. The Mechaber concludes, "Ve'im hoya bal boser harbei." If he was extremely overweight, ve'nu yochlis hapech atzido, and he can't turn on his side. O shehoya chole, or he was ill. Note ma'at litzidoi v'kari. Then he should lean a little bit to the side to recite the Kriyashma. Mishdabura se'if katan aleph mahalich. A person can recite Kriyashma while walking. Ayin lekamam b'sif gimel, lekahen sif gimel, about the person who is walking and wants to say Kriyashma. Sif katan beis parakton. He can say Kriyashma shochev, but not laying parakton. Vafilu muta ma'at al tzidoi, even if he's leaning a little to the side, gam kenos, that's no good. It appears as if he's accepting upon himself the yoke of Machas Shemayim with an arrogance and a pride and with pomp. It's inappropriate to be laying on your back or your stomach to say Kriyashma. It's a poor way to display Kabbalas al Machas Shemayim. So even leaning a little to the side doesn't help. Sifkan Gimel, Shekvar Shochev. The Ramah explains that this person who's laying down and is going to say Kriyashma on his side was already laying down. What's limited to say? Upashat Komasha Olov. And he's undressed entirely. Viketerech La'amod V'achzor Lo'vashov. So for him it'll be an undue effort to get up and get dressed again. Am Shochev B'chaluko. But if he is laying in undergarments and pajamas, Tzorech La'amod, get out of bed. Get out of bed and say Kriyashma. What are you saying Kriyashma laying down for? Vayein, the Be'er Locha, look in the Be'er Locha. The Be'er Locha, if you take a look, Me'achar Shekvar Shochev, going this line in the Ramah, he's already laying down, it's the Tircha to get up, and the Tircha, the Mishnah Berurah says, because he's undressed. Ayein Mishnah Berurah, look at Mishnah Berurah. Vehinei, Kol Zehu Rak Levidas Hago. This is only the opinion of the Ramah. The Sosam Keshita Zabeinu Yoin, who's following the view of Abeinu Yoinah. Al Beis Yosef pasak ha-poyiskim shecholk al Beinu Yoinah. But if you look at Beis Yosef concludes, like those deciders who disagree with Beinu Yoinah, usvirlu, they hold, dafir l'chadchilo motu l'shkob al tzidu l'kro, l'chadchilo, you can lay on your side and say Kriyashma. Dal tzidu mamish in anikru derech gaiva, on the side is not called gaiva. It's gaiva on the back, leaning to the side. But if he's mamish on his side, that is not derech gaiva. V'hinei l'halocha mashma v'divya olis talmid taz ha-mogen avam d'yish l'tfus ka Beis Yosef. And if you look in olis talmid taz ha-mogen avam, they say l'halocha like the Beis Yosef, that one can l'chadchila say Kriyashma laying on the side. V'chein pasak ha-mogen giborim, v'mogen giborim as well. Amnam, but in the Sefer Eliyazuta pasak ha-ramah, he does pasak ha-gamah. V'chein b'mishpat zazav, the Pima God, the Mitzadi, the Dinah Mimor, also is inclined like Ramah. V'chein b'kdush b'kiva Eger Mitzadi. Lo amer, the l'hach me yesh lifsa kadasa b'en yoyna. That one should be strict, but b'kiva Eger says, to go with the b'en yoyna. Akem b'vadi yesh l'hach l'chis l'chadchila, one should be sitting. The question is, l'chadchila, do I have to sit up if I'm in bed? Or is it l'chadchila to be on my side? The Ramah says l'chadchila is to sit up. If you don't have any clothes and you can't sit up, okay, it says tirchi yaseir. But if you are wearing something, then of course sit up. What are you laying down for? But the Mishnah Berurah points out Bir Alocha, that not everyone agrees to this. There are many poskim who hold Lechatchila. You can say Kriya Shema laying on the side, and that's the Posh Pshat in the Mechaber, Shochev. It has to be extra, but it can't be prakta. It can't be on your back, it can't be on your stomach. But with Al Sido, it's Lechatchila. There are more interjects. It's already, you don't have your clothes on, it's a Tircha. Mechaber doesn't say that. So according to Mechaber, Lechatchila, you could be laying on your side in bed and say Kriya Shema. Ramah doesn't like it. The maskana of the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmir like the Ramah if possible, but certainly if one could not, he has to be samichan, that saying Kriya Shema on his side is 100% lechatchila. Sifkon dal, the eno yachol v'chulu. If you're dealing with someone who's ill and he cannot turn on his side, he's on his back or on his stomach and he cannot turn, so he should lean a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says, "Al miyachal esabich al tzidor afilu rak bepasuk rishon levad." If he can lay on his side, even if it's just for the first pasuk of Shema, mechuyav asos, can he be obligated to do so? V'koshkem miyachal lekosu b'yeshiva, and certainly if he could do it sitting up, the first pasuk he should like the Ramah. Again, the way the Mechaber puts it, prakton is aser. You can't say Kriya Shema prakton unless he's mamesh achoyle balbosu. He can't. It's the only way he can do it. He has no choice, and even then, he should try to lean a little bit. If it's shaykh for him to lean on his side, then Avadi has to lean on his side, and if it's possible to sit up, according to Ramoy, he has to sit up as well. Seif Beis. Mishavoyt zela hachmir la'amod kishu yoshev lekosim umod nika avayan. If someone wants to be strict and stand when he was sitting, in order to say Kriya Shema standing, he's an avayan. He's doing something wrong. Mishnah Berurah sifkan hei, mishavoyt zela v'chulu. The halacha kibes hilo, we pass kibes hilo. The sphere of kibes hilo holds. The hadik sif uvekumecha, when it says uvekumecha, eina kavana bami doesn't mean that you stand up. Kedas b'shalom b'sham, I said. Avez man shederech le'odim lakumi, tasa means at the time of day when people get up in the morning from bed. For also lo lahach milasos kibes sham, and it's forbidden to be strict like b'sham. Va'afilov eina kavana bami rasa lasos kibes sham, and even if he's standing up not because he wants to be strict like Beishamai, but he feels a better kavana if he stands up, or a reason like that. It's also wrong. Whether it's by day or whether it's by night. Now, if one did change his position to do like Beishamai, he is going to be Yotze Kriya Shema. We're not going to say he's not Yotze, and he has to say Kriya Shema again. So this is the machlokes that Beis Shammai had Beis Hillel. The Mechaber is quoting straight Beis Hillel. Kriya Shema could be sitting, standing, walking, it's all fine. Beis Shammai said, in the morning you have to be standing, and in the evening you have to be laying, B'shach B'cha. And we don't do that. We don't on purpose stand up for the morning, we're on purpose lay down for the night. Sifkon vav lahachmir. If someone wanted to be machmir, to stand when he was sitting, it's an avayan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasa b'yam shloim perek zayin over kama simim aleph. The Mashal wrote in his Yam shloim, seventh perek of Baba Kama, Misha machmir b'fnei rabim. Someone who publicly is strict, b'davar shemutur, in something that is halachically permitted, and there's room to be concerned that this is a display of arrogance. We put him in cherim. If it's something that Grant's Kaisel knows is mutter, and he's going to probably be machmir, so it's grounds for cherim. If everyone knows his intent is Hashem Shemaim and not for gaiva, we won't put him in cherim. But if he's strict in front of the Rebbe, the Rebbe is lenient. We put him in cherem, even if it's a shem shemayim. And even if it's not so posh that it's mutter, lo yachmir neged divi rabbi. He can't be machmir in the presence of his Rebbe, who's mekel. Unless he has some proof to refute the Rebbe's position. Ad kan l'shonu. That's the language of the Marshal. So a person in general has to be careful, be machmir on something when everyone is mekel berabim, and particularly in front of the Rebbe. If the Rebbe isn't machmir, he cannot be machmir in front of the Rebbe, and that would be grounds for nidui, be grounds for cher. Sivkan zayin, la'amod. So he wants to be machmer. He wants to stand up. Dafka bezeh hudasim. This is what's forbidden because he was sitting and he's getting up. Mishum shenir lakod, mishum chumah kovod. It's obvious to everyone he's getting up for the chumah to stand. Alam oimed yachal ireishev. If he's standing, he can't sit. Does anyone hear mishum chumah kovod? No one thinks he's being machmer to sit. He's tired. He wants to sit. For dafka b'shachris. That's in the morning. Alba arvis by marif. If he was standing and comes from Shema, he can't sit for Shema. That looks so he'd have to be sitting from after Baruch Hu if he wants to sit. He can't sit all of a sudden at the end of Avosel. So if Kohen Ches, Nikar Avrayan, such a person thinks he's being Machmir, he's an Avrayan. Kedemin Perakakira, like the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, Demanda Ava Adorabonot Shalom Mikra Avrayana. Someone who violates the Chachamim's words is permitted to call him an Avrayan. Kosev Eliyarab v'shem Marshal. Eliyarab quotes the Marshal, the Biyom Kippurim, Kuli Alma Moedim d'shar Lamod. On Yom Kippur, everyone agrees you're allowed to stand for Shema. Deinu Oysim Shem Yohara. That's not arrogance. Ela Mitzvasa B'kach, that is the mitzvah. What it's allowing to say, Lehidamos Oz Lamalochim Shenikroam Omdim. To be similar to angels who are called Omdim. There are people who stand the Hoyim Kippur davening.
The angels can't sit. They have no knees.
So they're Omdim. So people stand the Hoyim Kippur. There are people who stand the Hoyim Kippur, or Amolagid who stand the Hoyim Kippur. So for that, you can stand for Shema. And on that, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Pima Gadam Oysa Gamazeh. Pima Gadam says, that's also awesome. Se'if Gimel. Hoyim Mahalach B'derech. If he's going on the road, means he's walking from town to town. He wants to say Kriyashma, so we already learned the Sif Aleph, Kaira So Mahalach. You can say Kriyashma when you're walking. So the Mechaber says here, it's Sarach Lamo de Pasuk Rishon. Even though you can walk for Kriyashma, for the first Pasuk, you have to stop and stand still. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kontes, Say Mahalach. He's walking on the road, Alpha Gav de El Sif Aleph Mashma. Even though we learned in Sif Aleph, that the halacha, you can say Kriyishma when you're walking. It's still the best way to do the mitzvah is to stop when you say the first pasuk. Do Iker Kriyishma, which is the main part of Shema. Because when you're walking, you can't focus that well. You can't have the same concentration when you're walking as you can when you are omeid, when you're standing.
Says your shave.
In the older editions of the Mishnah Berurah, it says, "En yochel lechavin kishu mahal kasher hayu yoshev." But if you look in the Taz, if cotton base, he's quoting Tosfos, "Mitzvah nemuvcher lamod kishu mahalich lefisheinim ayushu kolkach, ven yochel lechavin kishu mahalich kasher hayu omeid." So clearly, the correct nusach is omeid, like the most recent Dershu edition, and it's a Torah cipher in the earlier editions of Mishnah Berurah. Ubediyaved im kara kashuhu mahalech, bediyaved if he says Kriyat Shema as he's walking, answer chalach v'likus, he would not have to go back and repeat it. Sivka and Yud, tzarech la'amod. So he should stand for the first pasuk. What it's allowing me to say, this ake makam echad, to stay in one spot. Now, he can say that posik standing or sitting, but feel the creation of Shalavis, even if it's marav time. The dafke mishana me amida li yeshiva also the creation of Shalavis, because it's only forbidden to change from stand to sitting by the nighttime Kriyashma. Mishum denir shoisik beshanks, it looks like dumb beshamai. Mashenke me halicha li yeshiva, but if you go from walking to sitting, that's not the same. That doesn't show that I'm doing like Beishamai. The Yoshe Bekon B'Svina in a circle Amod. If someone was sitting in a wagon or a ship, they don't have to get up. The Yuchel L'Chav and Heitiv, you've got plenty of Kavana like that. I am Shai Tshuva, Upi Megadim, look in Shai Tshuva, Upi Megadim. Uberoichi Rala Behemo, Yishtes Ben Achronim. Now, as far as riding on an animal, that's a disagreement among the Achronim. The Nachon Ahachmir, it would be proper to dismount for the first Pasuk of Krishma. Sivkan Yud Aleph, a pasuk Rishon. This is a concern for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. What? It's in the wrong place. It's a question, where does Yud Aleph go? They have Yud Aleph as part of Siv Dalet, and we have Yud Aleph as part of Siv Gimel.
Yeah.
Is Yud Aleph going on the first pasuk Rishon of Siv Gimel, or is Yud Aleph going on the first pasuk Rishon of Siv Dalet?
Oh.
Anyways, we're going to do it here because we have it on Sif Gimel. The Pasuk Rishon, Baruch Shem Kvam Achusam Ve'ed, the Chlal Pasuk Rishon Hu. Baruch Shem is part of Pasuk Rishon. V'yesh Machmirim Ad Al Levavecha. Some are careful until Al Levavecha. After that, you could say it's either walking or standing still. Clearly, it's part of Sif Gimel. Look at Sif Kanyud Beis. That's a Sif Dalet. Look back at Sif Kanyud Alf. He said, he just said that a second ago. Why would he do that if he already said it in Sif Dalet a minute ago? If Yud Alf is part of Sif Dalet, Yud Beis makes no sense. Yud Beis only makes sense if Yud Alf is part of Sif Gimel.